And let's go before the Lord in prayer. We are humbly grateful this morning, Lord, as we start our day off with you. We thank and praise you, Lord, for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for, oh my God, just having your angels encamped around about us as we slept last night, that we got up this morning in our right mind. We got up this morning to worship you, to praise you, to glorify you, to adore you, to give you all the praise, all the honor, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity that we get together as family here on the TMC call to hear a word of God that we know will bless us as we go out this day. We know that will be powerful, Lord, and that will give us the strength and the energy we need. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who were just so diligent and faithful to this TMC call, Lord. We thank and praise you for the D.A. De Leon family. We know that the road has not always been easy, but they gave it to you, and they looked to their God and not any problems that they may have endured. So, Father, we ask that you will bless your precious children, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the D.A. De Leon family. Bless them in a mighty way, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you just send down showers of favor upon them today. And not only today, but as they go throughout their day, bless their families, oh God, and all the relationships and all the people that they come in contact with, Father, that they will just be a blessing to others as they are being blessed. Lord, we thank and praise you for our speaker, Minister Pastor Everett, who will bring forth the word this morning. We know that you have already downloaded a word that is a word that needs that is in season, oh Lord, and that a word that we will be able to carry out and be a blessing to somebody else. Father, we thank and praise you for every family member who is on this call this morning. Lord, that this day, because of this call, their day will be changed as they take the word, feast on it, chew on it, digest it, and then regurgitate it and bring it up again, Father, that we will meditate on your word as you told us day and night. Now, Father, we command that the airways are already clear and this call will go forth without interruption because we know that it is saturated by the precious blood of the Lamb. We give you praise, we give you honor and glory, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. My TMC family, I love you with the love of the Lord, and go out and have a trust and obey God day. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Willer, for seating and greeting the people this morning. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning on this Trust and Obey Thursday. And I want to welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us here today in the Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. The Master's Call, and as you begin your day, the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists, also known as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, who truly is our Mother Eagle. When God gave these two women of God the mandate, He gave them a mission statement as well, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, he also founded this call on scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we pray that you continue your day in prayer. Immediately, this call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 5 a.m. Pacific Time by dialing 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, that's 712-432-0075, PIN code 957-677-POUND. Each day you may want to listen to the call again, and that's the call from that current day, and you can do so by calling 712-432-1085 using the same PIN code. All messages are archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website. The website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord that he has stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. V or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you as soon as possible. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by our Platinum President and Godmother, Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed and energized and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, that's 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. And you know, on Wednesdays, that call is hosted by our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, and it is the Ambassador's Call. Father's Day weekend, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida, for the Artist Global Conference Spectacular, hosted by our very own Kings of Artists. You can go to their website at artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. That's June 13th through the 15th, and it's a family affair. All the information you need about registration and hotel will be on the website. There will be a church service on Sunday hosted by the TMC family. If you are interested in helping with the service, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So now I'm going to get out of the way so that the man of God can come forth with a word from on high. Pastor Everett Thomas. Reverend Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as the senior minister at Mercy House Church in Escrow, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Reverend Thomas officiates Sunday service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpened iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He is committed to God and community. Reverend Thomas is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is vice president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministry Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife Cheryl for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform the lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Kai. Thank you for such a warm introduction. And thanks go out to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Mother Eagle, Vanessa Weatherspoon. It's a blessing to be here on this day, Trust and Obey Thursday. Songwriter said, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. My. Well, we're going to look at something from the Old Testament this morning, coming from Ecclesiastes the fourth chapter. And we're reading from the New King James Version, starting at verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9. Every two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? The one may be overpowered by another. Two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. This morning, we want to talk on the subject of the value of a friend. The value of a friend. Many times we take friendship lightly or take friendship for granted. Amen. When we come into contact with people and, of course, first of all, they become an acquaintance or maybe a casual friend, somebody you bump into every now and then, and they may become a close friend as they continue to grow and reveal more of their life history with you. But to really become intimate with a friend, you have to become vulnerable. I'm looking at a devotional that I have came across. It talks about the key to genuine friendship. You have to take a risk. It says, many believe that being vulnerable, which is a form of transparency, and being real is foolish and ill-advised. This is because they see vulnerability as a weakness that leaves them open to attack. But having the courage to choose to be vulnerable takes strength. Many times exposing yourself to the possibility of harm is the very way to you expose yourself to the possibility of receiving the greatest love, acceptance, and level of friendship you can know. The risk is great, but the reward is greater. To have real friendships, we cannot play offense and defense at the same time. Unless we become vulnerable, we will not be able to enjoy fulfilling interactions with others. Unless we tear down our walls of self-protection, we will never experience the joy of genuine friendship. Building fortresses around our hearts will certainly protect us from being wounded, disappointed, or betrayed, but it would also prevent us from ever giving or receiving in relationships, and that would be miserable. If we want to live instead of simply exist, we must be vulnerable. Once we are able to become vulnerable, we position ourselves to enjoy deep and real friendship. And that's from Van Moody in The People Factor. Friendships is something we really should treasure. Some of us can go back to our childhood and we remember some friends that we had. Are they still in our life today? There's a question, and if they're not, why not? I know sometimes life takes us a different twists and turns, and that we sometimes outgrow some people, but there should be some people that we can go way back. Say, well, this has been my friend since high school, elementary school, whatever. There ought to be some friends that we have taken along this journey we call life for years and years and years. But it's hard to hold on to friendship because many of us do wear masks. You ask somebody how they're doing. Oh, well, I'm blessed and highly favored. All is great. But if you start peeling the onion, if you would, you can find that something is really hurting an individual. Something really is empty on the inside. But we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to let people know that, I'm really going through some hard times now. I really need some prayer right now. I need someone to walk with me through this that I'm going through. But we don't want to be vulnerable a lot of times. And it's something hard, really hard, for men to open up. And the women have a way of, they can seem to bond quickly and don't mind just letting things go. that's hurting them when they converse with their friend. But for brothers, especially pastors, it's hard for pastors to really confide because of something, confide to, you know, someone else because of who we are. And we want to, you know, have it all together at all times. And we talk about church and how big it is or how effective it is. And we don't want to reveal that we are struggling a lot of times and we need help. And just something about brothers, we just have to learn and grow into the area of being vulnerable. But the value of friend, what is the value of friend? Well, we in artists, we call it partners, business partners a lot of times. And in this particular Bible I have is the Maxwell Leadership Bible, John C. Maxwell. He has a lot of nuggets in here. And let me just share a nugget here. It says, rewards of partnership. He says most leaders recognize that they need partnerships to reach big goals. It says, note the rewards of a healthy partnership. And you can say friendship as well. Number one, he says, it says partners accomplish more. We look at verse 9. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Number two, partners complement each other. Verse 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. And number three is partners supply support and warmth for each other. Verse 11, again, says here, verse 11, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And number four, partners give strength to each other. Verse 12, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So you have these four rewards of partnership. One, partners accomplish more. Two, partners complement each other. Three, partners supply support and warmth for each other. Number four, partners give strength to each other. So my question to you today, who can you really say is a genuine friend? How many can you call genuine friends? Do you really value friendship? You know, sometimes we have such a fast-paced life that we live, we don't have time to really connect genuinely. We just keep going, you know, hey, what's up? Everything's cool? Yeah, everything's all right. And keep trucking, you know. But to really have someone that you can really pour out and really just say, look, you know, I'm struggling in this area and I need your prayer, I need your help, it's not easily to come by. And it takes a risk to just say, hey, you know, this is who I really am. You know, you heard about, you know, many things that I'm involved in, president, and I'm now president of the Downward Minister Alliance and, you know, board members of ICEA and YMCA and all these things I got going on. But am I really being really effective? You know, do I really take time out to really get to know someone, bouncing from place to place to place? You know, sometimes it's difficult to just, you know, to have genuine friendship because you want to, you know, be that person on the go, be that person that you can always call on. You know, you there's so many things going on, but to really say this is my friend, it's not easy to make happen. And here's another reason. It says it's been popular in the past three decades to assume that someone somehow meaning is found in interpersonal relationships. But the one relationship that counts is ignored by secular man. Only a relationship with God resting on his love for and commitment to us can truly meet our needs. Wow. Yes, you know, we don't want to take for granted that God is our friend. And many times we hear the saying, you know, I am a friend of God. In fact, there's a songwriter that penned those words. I am a friend of God. And that's great. We treasure that. And the songwriter says, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No one else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Then another songwriter says here, he says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Yes, my friend, that is true. We need to have that kind of friendship. You know, some people take God very lightly. They, you know, they have him like a spare tire. If I need you, I want you to come to my rescue. You know, just like, you know, you get a fat tire, then you concern about, I wonder if my spare is where it ought to be, if it's inflated, if I can, you know, if I can utilize it. So it's sad, but a lot of folk do treat God as a spare tire. You know, as long as everything is going well, they may do the church thing on Sunday. This is what I grew up to do. I'm supposed to do the church thing. So I go to church, and since I'm here, I might as well do something while I'm at church. So I may usher, I may join the choir, or praise team, what have you. But true friendship with God, is it really there? I mean, is he just like a spare tire? Is he only, well, if I need you, God, if my back is up against the wall, God, I want you to come in a hurry. I want you to see about me, Lord. You know, we get all emotional, and when we get, you know, to the point that I really need you, I need you right now, God. And yes, he is a right now God. Yes, he is. However, but is he really a friend in the good times and the bad times? When you got it going on and when you don't have it going on, is he really your running buddy? I mean, is he really your business partner? Is he really, amen, keeping you, amen, company throughout the day? I mean, the Bible says to pray without ceasing. I mean, is your prayer life where it ought to be? Are we just checking in the morning and checking out at night? The songwriter says he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. That's what I mean. That's an awesome friend, amen, to have in Jesus. To know that the Creator thinks that much about you, that wants to spend time with you. I mean, not just a one-day friend, you know, just on Sunday. I see you next Sunday after the benediction, but is he with you throughout the week? Yes, we have this call. Thank God every Monday through Friday, TMC call. And I thank you, TMC family, that you're part of this call. And it means much to all of us to be able to have a call like this. But when the call is over, amen, when the day is over, can we reflect back and say, well, I can really reflect and know that God was walking with me throughout this day. We had such a genuine, amen, relationship all throughout the day. You go back to Genesis and how Adam and God had it going on, you know, in the cool of the night, God was checking up on Adam. They had a relationship. They walked and talked together. But, of course, what hurt that relationship, that fellowship, was sin. Amen. Sin has a tendency to break relationships, to break friendship. And that's why it's so important to understand why Calvary is so important. Calvary, had not been Calvary, would not be called the Redeemer of the Lord. We would not be called the children of God. We praise God for our salvation today, that Jesus did come and dealt with that sin issue. So, my brothers and sisters, value friendship, value your true friends. And if you just have one friend, praise God for that. Many have many friends. But treasure friendship today. And most of all, treasure your friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless your heart. Thank you. Back to you, Sister Kai.
My God, my God, the value of a friend. We are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the man of God, Pastor Everett, for bringing to us the word uncompromised. Lord, he said, iron sharpens iron, and he truly came to sharpen us today. So, Lord, just pour back into him, O Heavenly Father. Pour his virtue back. Give him energy and strength to continue to walk the walk you have given him. Bless his family. Bless his ministry. Bless all that come in contact with him. Surround him with true and genuine friends that he may continue to be sharpened and that he may continue to sharpen them. Lord, we thank you right now this day for all that you are doing in our lives, for all that you have given us and continue to give us. If you never do anything else, you have already done more than enough. Lord, you know every need on this line. Father God, continue to touch Joni. Lord, as she begins to go through the process of her treatment this week, continue to lead and guide her, strengthen her body, touch her mind, keep her spirits high. Lord, you know what she needs before she can even speak it. So meet every need exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that works in her. You know what each person needs. You know that cancer is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we thank you in advance for all that you are doing in each of our lives, for every dream that you have given us, for every seed that you have planted, for the watering of the seed, and for the birthing and the growth and the harvest. So we praise your name right now. We ask that you continue to order our steps. Touch our minds. Keep our bodies whole and healthy. Give us everything we need to be all that you have called us to be. We thank you because we know where we would be without you. Without the blood on Calvary's cross, we would be sin-sick souls instead of saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled, and fire-baptized. So we praise your name right now for all of that, Lord, because we understand that you are our righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you because we understand the value of a genuine friend and genuine friendships. We thank you for the partners that you have given us in Artists International. We thank you for all that you are doing. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we know that it's still not enough. But you accept our praise. You accept us where we are, and you love us to the next place that you are taking us. And for that, we are thankful. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Pastor Everett, I'll be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction. Remember, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. Again, if you want to listen to this message again, immediately following the call or anytime during today, that number is 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677#. Again, Father's Day weekend, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida for the Artist Global Empowerment Conference Spectacular. And you can get more information at artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And that is June 13th through the 15th. We want to thank you for joining us. We hope to hear you again in the morning. Pastor Everett, would you come and give us our benediction?
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity.
Excuse me, Pastor Everett, but this is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. Before you close us out, I just had to interrupt and encourage everybody to give Miss Candy, one of our prayer warriors, a birthday shout-out today. And if you go to Facebook at Candy Gillineau, G-E-L-L-I-N-E-A-U, because you'll never find it, G-E-L-L-I-N-E-A-U. Just give a shout-out to our sweet, beloved Candy from Chicago. We love you, and happy, happy birthday. Back to you, Pastor Everett. Thank you for that awesome word this morning.
Well, bless your heart, Candy. Happy, happy, blessed, prosperous birthday to you. Looking at, as we close, I just want to end with this in John 15. 13 verses, greater love have no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, but a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard from my Father I have made known to you. So God bless your heart. May the Lord keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and be kind one to another. as you rise, as you sleep, as you go forth this day. Make a new friend in Jesus' name. Be blessed.